How have we arrived at this point in time? How have we gotten to a position where we are actually discussing whether to accept or reject a proposal from the city of Moose Jaw that would site a waste management facility, aka, a dump, on 390 acres of some of the most productive, prime, farmland in southern Sask? A mere mile, 1.6 kilometers, from the 30,000-plus residents they are supposed to represent. Without consultation or conversation, seemingly without care or common sense, suddenly and clandestinely, this proposed project sprang to light. Did Moose Jaw city councillors and city administration see no need or reason to confer with their own city residents or with agricultural neighbors? What has happened to the peaceful coexistence of RM No. 161 and the municipality of Moose Jaw? A mutually beneficial relationship which has always been based on respect for each other's space, lifestyles, and needs. This relationship has been built on the sharing of ideas, concerns, and goals. I understand that we either need to remediate and expand the old landfill site or to find a new but suitable site to facilitate the disposal of waste. Neither the way this project has been conceived and delivered nor the site chosen is right anyway. In fact, I feel that both are wrong in every way. It has been insulting and intrusive regarding the residents of RM No. 161 and to the residents of Moose Jaw, all of whom have been blatantly excluded and ignored by the administrators and councillors of Moose Jaw. In this day and age of worldwide food shortages and land-poor countries who are not capable of providing enough food to feed their own population, how is taking prime farmland out of production and shamefully replacing it with a dump even a consideration? The city is looking at this land acquisition as a starting point. Are they indeed looking at this area for further expansion? Just how big will the footprint eventually become? This is fertile, productive land, capable of producing tons of food. The city is ready and willing to lay waste, not just for a few years, but forever to this wonderful land. They are willing to scar our beautiful landscape with a filthy, festering dump. This will create not just a scar on our farm community, but a scar at the gates of our city. The famous, Golden Mile, tarnished. Does anyone on city council or in city administrative positions ever care to find out how their decision will affect the lives of city and rural residents who will dwell in extremely close proximity to this proposed facility? Our lives are steeped in pride and love for our farming heritage. Ours is a community that has been built on hard work and dedication to agriculture that has spanned over a century. When you love something, you want, in fact it is your duty, to protect it. We love our farms, and we love our little city. We are fighting to retain the beauty, productivity, and safety of our rural homes and those of our nearby friends and neighbors in Moose Jaw. This site is not right. Rural culture needs to be preserved, not buried under or behind a garbage dump. Please attend the RM of Moose Jaw No. 161's public hearing, which will take place Tuesday, March 19, at the Moose Jaw Event Center starting at 7 p.m. Here, the RM Council No. 161 will hold a public hearing to receive submissions, written or verbal, on the proposed discretionary use proposal and ask whether to allow or reject the siting of a waste management facility on this agricultural land. Wilda Soper. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.